bold or be sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
Hello, folks. We're back again for another rip-roaring Saturday afternoon or evening, whichever it may be, wherever you are at. Howard Axtell and Ron Lewis. How's it going, Ron?
It is going good tonight, Howard.
I'll tell you what. Prepper Ron's been smoking out there. He's been taking care of business. We're in serious trouble. We'll get into this a little later. We're going to get into a little more interesting venue tonight, and that is how in the world this many people on this planet could have been snowed for so long that three-quarters of them don't even believe it's possible. I'm sorry that is not true. We have been snowed for a very long time by people that do have a plan, and they are nothing like us. And I'll tell you, they are nothing like us. They've got more money than God, and they have always have had more money than God, and they are interested in being able to watch everybody do their work for them and kick back and live the lives that they like to live. This is the Human Food Factor Show, folks. We are back for our weekly broadcast, and our number here is 1-800-313-9443, and you people that have called in have made our show what it is. It has turned into a forum. We are discussing preparedness. We're talking about survival. Now, in the event of a national emergency, all the legal groundwork has been laid for the federal government and the UN to take over everything, right down to including mandated civilian labor. Now, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about who's writing all of these thousands of executive orders that these little pinheads in the presidential seat are passing, because they aren't smart enough, and there is nobody on this planet that has capability of writing that many thousands of pages of executive orders to be conveniently sitting there when they take office. Problem here, folks, you've got to understand. Look at it logically. It doesn't matter if it's a red or if it's a blue, a Democrat or a Republican or a wild card, which hasn't made it yet for some time. It always ends up the guy gets into the same car headed for the same destination at the same speed. I will pass on that statement. Some of them are getting a little quicker about this. And our present-day man in the White House
is in fifth gear,
but the people that are fueling him up on the way and making sure his tires aren't flat, they are unloading all this stuff that they want him to get past, and he's executing ordering us to death. These are war powers acts. These are acts when there isn't time for them to go before Congress. There isn't time for a vote for the people or to decide whether it's constitutional. It's needed right now. So these guys, we're talking Bush 1, Bush 2, we're talking Clinton, we're talking all the way back to Carter and even before him. They are using this War Powers Act to pass anything and everything whoever is handing them to them wants done. Now, you people out there, call in. This has turned into a forum show. We've had multiple guests on at the same time. Very interesting show, and it has made our show what it is. It's given it a life of its very own. This is the Human Food Factor Show. We're broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee, through our network at the the Republic Broadcasting Network, being broadcast worldwide, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, we're going to take our first break here, and we're going to get into this survival part of this whole program here. Back after the break.
Have devastating floods or storms affected you and your family? Has your property or home been damaged? Do you need help now? If you need help in Middle Tennessee, HRA Home Improvement is just a phone call away. From roofing to building a bridge, HRA Home Improvement can handle just about any of your building needs. Here in Middle Tennessee, we have learned that Mother Nature may not offer the happy ending we hoped for. We've learned to depend on local businesses to bring honest solutions to the community and the companies that reside here. HRA Home Improvement is a local company with a mission to do the job right the first time, every time. Call your local general contractor, HRA Home Improvement Company, at 615-410-7924. Again, that number is 615-410-7924. From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I approve this message.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down his air again.
Okay, folks, here we are again. We're going to get revved up today. This is Howard Axtell, Ron Lewis, broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee through the Republic Broadcasting Network out of Austin, Texas. We're being distributed worldwide, and we also have picked up a handful of stations. I believe we've got complete coverage in FM and AM in Washington State as of this week. We pulled number 2 in the network on the weekends for popularity, and it's all because of our call-ins. You folks have made this show what it is. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about survival. And
we're talking about preparedness, and we're also talking about what you have to be prepared for.
Exactly. I was talking to a fella today. He's been on the show several times, a very knowledgeable fella, and his name is Gary, and he lives out in the country. He's totally self-sufficient. He's like 70 years old. He's got full-blown Lyme's disease and fibromyalgia and a whole bunch of other stuff, and he's got a pretty miserable existence, although he enjoys life, and he has done a considerable amount of research, as I have. I wrote a book on it. You can find it on our website, as a matter of fact, along with a lot of really good information, folks. www.thehumanfoodfactor.com. I highly recommend it. Go to the history page. That page has got more stuff. And if you just take some time and just rock back on your heels and just just go through there and learn about some of the people that are involved with each other and how they're involved with each other, involved with some of these events that have taken place, you know, the Gulf oil spill and all these things that these big boys just seem to have made tons of money on before and after each of these events. Which brings us to the subject this fellow and I were talking about today. We were talking about, he said, you know, he said, I am a prepper. Yeah, I got 4,500 pounds of this and that and the other thing. I've got, you know, I've got water supply. I've got all this stuff, you know, just to supply yourself. He said, but it occurred to me, he said, my research, he said, survival is the key to this, you know, that, and that's a combination of being prepared, having a plan, knowing your enemy, knowing who your enemy is and knowing how they think, getting into their head. Who are they? You know, and people go, oh, wow, we're going to talk conspiracy stuff now. Well, yes, folks, it is a conspiracy, and no, it is not a theory. There is a reason that we're sitting here. The world is in flames economically because it was all engineered by these same folks. Now, this is what people don't really know because they also own the media, and everything that goes through the media is filtered by the people that have these big plans for the planet. And this is no joke. It dates all the way back to Cleopatra. It goes all the way back to Babylon. In my research for my book, I got into a deal called the Antichrist Identity. And what it was is when our most recent president was inoculated, or whatever they did to him, anyway, and got popped into the White House, there were so many outcries from the religious communities, from the people, to the churches, is this the Antichrist? And this is applied to a number of different presidents and different people throughout history that the people have requested the church, hey, is this 666? Is this the big deal? And what they did is this think tank, and boy, I'll tell you what, they are one think tank. I bought it. And I went through this, and it told all about the Bilderbergers. It told about how it dates all the way back to Cleopatra. These aristocracies that have run this planet, and you got to understand, how could a little speck on a map like Great Britain control as many countries as it has controlled throughout history? You've got to look at how the French were able to control so many of these countries throughout the world and the people there. I mean, we're talking Africa, we're talking Australia, we're talking India, we're talking all over the world. Huge, huge British influence everywhere. How did this little speck on the map ever have control, complete and total control over this much landmass and all the people on it? This is our point. The only way that you could have that much power would be to be the king, you could say. Okay? These kings have come down through history, a generation after generation, most of these aristocracies, and they're still here today. The Rothschilds are newbies compared to these aristocracies, but the Rothschilds are the ones that control all the money. That's where, you know, everybody's broke. Gee, where'd our money go? Well, that's a good question, you think?
No, the Rothschilds got it.
The Rothschilds have it. You know, it's rumored anywhere between $300 and $450 trillion. I mean, we're talking big money, and it goes up every day. There's a new report every day, you know, from various. But you know, one of the items in the will of Amschel Rothschild was that one of the terms of his will was, number one, no one would marry outside the family. In other words, they're all inbreds. The second thing is that no one ever publicize or disclose the family's wealth or where it's at in any form, period. So, okay, that would mean they couldn't keep it in a bank, so probably what it is, they own the bank. Maybe they own Rome. Who knows, you know? But anyway, the point is this trend, these people have modeled this planet, unbeknownst to all the little people on it, have modeled this planet into a certain, into venues that they
control. Yeah.
And these different venues date all the way back to Babylon. I mean, politics, taxation, religion, I mean, the everything all dates back to this era way back there. And I mean, we've been telling people, well, yes, this has been going on longer than the United States has been America, and it's a fact.
In other words, they've had a lot of practice.
They've had a lot of practice, which means they've got a reason for it. You know, and some people will call it an agenda. We went into our industrial era in this country, and rather than call people useless feeders, they called them non-participating public.
Yeah.
In other words, a society of working people that didn't have the right to make any calls, no votes, no setup of organizations or anything like that. All they did was provide a certain service to the machine to make the machine work. In order to do this properly, they had to indoctrinate the public into believing this was their job, and that was the end of it, and there was no more to it. Now, granted, you've got invention, you got the mother of invention. You've got really smart people that come up with things, and therefore you've got the financial booms that have happened because of it. The point is, again, we have been lied to every day of our lives, and this is what people don't understand. We've been lied to every day of our lives by people, through other people on down the food chain, right down to the lowly president and the leaders of these various countries that are fulfilling the needs at the time to move the people in the direction psychologically and physically where they want them. Now, that sounds bizarre, because the first thought in most normal people's minds is, who in the world is saying this? How in the world could anybody exist like this? Folks, these people do exist, and they are nothing like us. Nothing. This fellow we talked today, and he said, I don't even have a word to describe who they are. He said, it is the difference between good and evil. And these people do not have better interests in mind. All they want is basically the people to be slaves and to finance them being able to do whatever they want whenever they want to do it. Now, I just noticed we got Arthur from Georgia on, and then we're going to get Gary on here from Arkansas here in a minute. Let's get Arthur on here. Arthur from Georgia, are you there?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, how you doing there, fella? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm prepping as always. Yeah, I tell you, this is a discussion that is near and dear to my heart, and I do believe I'm finally winning some hearts around here, because one thing I found is starting to really get a lot of attention around here is this implementation of Operation Garden Plot. And it was interesting, a few days ago, my mother happened to be standing in front of my porch. We were talking, and my nephew walked by, and I hollered at him. I said, did you hear about Operation Garden Plot? And he says, what about it? And I said, well, apparently implementation began somewhere around the 9th of this month. And my mom looked at me and wanted to know what Operation Garden Plot was. And I tell you, these past few days, she's been on a cram course trying to learn everything she can learn about the coming police state. And she's waking up very quickly. And I'm now getting people who were very reluctant are starting to ask questions about what can we do to prepare.
Well, I'll tell you what can we do? Arthur, hold that thought. We're going to come back right after the break. This is good stuff. This is very good stuff. We'll be back right after the break, folks.
The Human Food Factor Show is looking for sponsors. If you would like to advertise your service, organization, or your product on the Human Food Factor Show, this is perfect timing because we are looking for you. We can prepare a first-class advertising spot for you at no cost. Then you can take your pick and choose how many spots you'd like per show. We will create a static ad for your business for our website pages and link your ad to your website. If you are looking for a comfortable, effective, and affordable advertising solution, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. This is an aggressive yet affordable method for reaching as many potential sales as possible. Give yourself and our listeners the opportunity to meet you and hear your offer. Reach out and touch someone with an advertising solution that meets the needs of our listeners and your business. Call HRA 615-410-7924. That number again is 615-410-7924.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Back to Connecting the Dots, the Human Food Factor Show, with your host, Howard Axtell.
Let's go!
Let's go, you said. We're going to go now. Yep, we're going to go. We've got Arthur on the show from Georgia. Go ahead, Arthur. You were talking about indoctrinating your mother, and finally you snapped her head around, and she is looking at these different, these government, Department of Defense, and whoever is ramrodding these things, these different projects, and three quarters of them all lead back to the UN. So what's the progress down there?
Well, you know, I've always said if I can ever get my mother to sit down and shut up long enough to listen, I can get through to anybody. And I tell you, it was amazing that she sat on my porch for nearly 2.5 hours and hardly spoke a word. So, you know, and by the time I was done, she was like, well, is there a good resource where I can go to and continue the research? And I said, I've only been telling you for months to go to republicbroadcasting.org. Well, now she's spending a lot of time there, and she's now starting to use, because she went back to school, and she's taking criminal law, and she's now doing her rants for school based on articles she's finding on RBN, and I told her, be very careful how you go about this approach. Her teacher is asking her, where are you getting this from? And she said, well, my son gave me the red pill. And
oh my,
it just,
oh my,
yeah,
my son gave me the red pill. I love it.
She said,
I got to tell you, my friend, I am, You know, we are in a place in our society today where everybody has the feeling in the back of their neck there is something seriously wrong. There is something going on. I mean, when you get lies thrown at you that make absolutely no sense, and the mainstream media pounds it home and just keeps ramming it home, and it's still, at the end of the day, there's no logic to it, whatever it is they're trying to present, you know, these colored balls that they're throwing us to keep us occupied and distracted. And I started talking to a couple of people, kind of like your mom this week, as my banker. She runs a bank there in Tennessee. I said, "What's wrong?" She goes, she really didn't want to talk about it. And I said, "Well, come on now, we're friends. What's up?" And she said, "People don't know it." She said, "We are about to take society here. The public is about to take a huge hit." Obama has been bouncing back and forth, making foreclosures illegal. You can't, the banks couldn't process foreclosures. And then he said that they could. And then he closed it down again. He just pulled the plug on it 100%. And she said, "You don't realize what this is going to cause." I said, "Really? From your standpoint, what's it going to cause?" She says, "We're not talking a few thousand." She says, "We are talking hundreds of thousands of foreclosures, all the backlog and all the new stuff." She said, "Every bit of them, the banks have had the plug pulled to go ahead and foreclose on these properties," which means the next time the banks get bailed out because they had to eat all this property, that means the government's going to own those properties, essentially. And then I talked to I bought somebody a piece of jewelry. And I'm in talking to the jeweler, and he said, "Man," and he really didn't want to get into it. "Obama." I said, what about Obama?" I said, "You're opening a can of worms with me." And he said, I said, "You're a gemologist, right?" He goes, "Yeah, I am." He said, "I was in six figures. I was an insurance broker making six figures." He said, with all of the insurance claims, they just deregulated, is a good word for it, deregulated people having their policies canceled. And he said every time they cancel a policy, the insurance company wants their commission back. He said when he did this overnight, his business, he went from making six figures overnight into being upside down and owing the insurance companies over $80,000. And he had to close his doors, and he moved on, and he's a gemologist. He says he's down to 40 grand now. So wow. I guess it must be a pretty heavy-duty contract that you sign with these people. But this man in the White House, at the direction of whoever's handing him all of this regulatory stuff, he is at full tilt, headed for that finish line, and man, we're right at the end of it. We are definitely at the end of it. Anything else you'd like to contribute now that I interrupted you for about 15 minutes?
Well, anyway, so, you know, she gave my number, said if you want to know more, give them a call. Well, now I got people around here, my uncle, my aunt, and other people are asking, what can we do at this point? And I said, well, I've been prepping. You guys have been watching me prepping for this for over 20 years. I said, so there's probably no way, unless you come up with a lot of money, that you can catch up with me. But I started going through the food supply, and I told them, you know, you're going to have a way to defend your food supply and everything else, so ammo. And what I've been telling people is try to keep it as simple as possible. If you can handle a shotgun, a 12-gauge is nice to have. If you can't go that route, go with a 20-gauge. And it wouldn't hurt also to have with that a good rifle, like a 30-30 or an SKS or something like that.
Well, you can take a shotgun, you can pop a slug in that baby, and I'll tell you what, you can knock anything down. Oh, shoot, here we go. I managed to talk this whole section away. I'll try to be better. Okay, folks, call in 1-800-313-9443. Our next segment, we're going to get Gary from Arkansas on here with us. And he's going to talk a little more about who these people are and why we need to know.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever wanted to hear your songs on CD? Discquick Manufacturing can turn your album project into a professional product, ready for publishers and record companies worldwide. Now is your chance. You can have your project pressed into store-ready albums and never again be embarrassed by a lesser quality product. Imagine all your hard work turned into CDs, giving you the advantage that every new and legendary artist needs to have. Disquick Manufacturing will create your CD project right out of Nashville, Tennessee. Music City, USA. Be the best that you can be. Find us on the web at www.disquickmfg.com for a quote on the finest product manufacturing money can buy. Take your talent to the next level today. Call Disquick Manufacturing Incorporated at 615-410-7924. That number again, 615-410-7924.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, we love that good rock and roll, I'm telling you right now. This is Howard Axtell and Ron Lewis, broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee, the Human Food Factor Show. Welcome back to the show, folks. Our call-in number here, which it's mandatory. You have to call in. Yeah, a new regulation that we're going to pass. But your call-ins have made this show what it is. It's given it a new life. Everybody is able to talk back and forth. We brought multiple guests on at the same time, callers, and we've all talked over any number of experiences and whatnot from all over the world. I mean, we've had calls from England and Australia, New Zealand. We've had calls from all over Canada. One in particular in Canada is very interesting. He was a Hungarian immigrant and farmer. And very interesting stuff. We're going to bring on a fellow right now out of Arkansas. His name is Gary, and he is a major prepper. He's a researcher. He's caught what a lot of people consider to be a government getaway, a bug that got away, this Lyme's disease thing. And he's contracted that, so he doesn't have a whole lot of good days, but every day he's been on our show, it has been enlightening. We'd like to bring on Gary from Arkansas. We still have Arthur from Georgia. Gary, are you there?
I'm here, but you're going to have one angry farmer up in Canada. That's Werner, and he's from Deutschland.
Oh, well, he won't.
You called him a Hungarian. I bet
he calls in
and gives you what for tonight.
I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and he'll forgive me. I say I'm an American. They go, wait a minute, isn't Alaska in Russia or something? Anyway, sorry, Werner. No offense intended. How you doing tonight, Gary? You feeling a little better?
Oh, I have my good days, and I have my bad days, and I got part of my medical problem solved, and I'm fighting with the insurance companies on the other part. So,
That conversation we had today earlier was something that I have done a great deal of research into. I don't bring it up much. I usually like to bring it in like we've been lied to since longer than we've been alive. And, I mean, it's true. And that's the reason why so many people are not listening. They don't understand how anybody could be that way. They don't understand how this many people could believe something is true and it just be part of a program or a plan that is anything other than what we think it is. You know, it's like the Industrial Revolution back in the 30s, the 20s and 30s, where people just became a part of a cog in manufacturing plants and whatnot, you know, useless participants.
Howard,
you and I are having a great conversation on that. Why don't you go with it?
Well, I just kind of preface this whole thing with a thing. The people's, I don't know what you want to call it. They are just not paying self-denial, I guess. They're in a state of self-denial, and I'll tell you where that's coming from is that you can tell lies. You can be doing one thing for a stated reason, but your intentions are just the opposite.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
As you deviate further in the lying process, pretty soon you're doing 180 of what you're saying you're doing. And this is so much in your face now that people just can't believe. They're overwhelmed. They're in a state of denial, and that's what's going to get them hurt. I found out that nothing is as it seems.
That's
right. Everything I've been taught for my 70 years of life is mostly wrong. It's a lie.
Yeah. You know, I blamed it on my dad one time. I said, you know, he's 80 years old. I said, you know what, Dad? I said, it's all your generation's fault. He looked at me and he goes, son, he said, they didn't teach this to us either. So this has been going on a long time.
Well, I try to keep my feet on the ground. And this survival thing, I kind of divided it into three different groups. One group is you have control over. You may have 100% control over that. There are some areas of survival that you have a certain amount of control, and then there are things you just have absolutely no control over.
No kidding.
And so I kind of divided my stuff up into three piles, and I come up with about eight areas that I have a high degree of control over. And the things that you have most control, or say partial control over, you have to plan around their plan of attack and to mitigate the effects on you. And then there's
then
there's that group where you don't have any control over whatsoever, and that's going to be
devastating.
That's the bloodshed part there.
Yeah, that's the part where the UN company shows up on your doorstep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of the way I've done it.
Well, this is interesting stuff. See, I have been an advocate. I mean, I know all about the. I've got tens of thousands, such as yourself. I've got tens of thousands of hours in research in this, and we've got about 3 or 4 years of broadcasting that we've talked a lot about. You know, how is it so many people can believe all these little colored balls getting thrown at us by it's the same people that own the mainstream media that is feeding us all this garbage. You know, why? why would you lie to that many people? You know, how is it that that many people can't understand? You know, I guess you're right. It is plausible deniability, because, you know, until it jumps up and slaps you in the face, you still aren't going to know where it's coming from, because you didn't research it, you didn't listen, and you didn't care. You just were going day to day like everybody else is. But, man, I'll tell you what, an awful lot of people, more and more what I call straight people, are listening.
That's the good part of it. That's
the only good part about
it. That's encouraging.
Yeah. You know, how about some history in this? How about some history as far as where these people are, you know, where they came from, who they are, and what their actual eventual goal is in your opinion, and your research.
Going to make a lot of Baptists happy. The ancient archaeology and Tellinger is coming up with some very interesting things in South Africa that basically tie in with the 12 books that Zechariah Sitchin wrote about the Anunnaki, and then that so-called fable story or lore, if you will, which may be the truth, in fact, I have no idea. I can't prove it one way or the other. But they came here, several hundreds of thousands of years, maybe half a million years ago.
And these beings were...
Space travelers.
they were what?
Space travelers.
I got you. Okay.
You cannot pick up any ancient archaeological, either petroglyphs, hieroglyphs, or ancient writings that do not allude to this fact.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. That's kind of like the wild card right there that nobody really wants to talk about, that is in every piece of historical, archaeological, especially archaeological digs and finds and whatnot, the artwork. You know,
found out, Howard, is that from what I read in various books, the personality and character traits of these so-called Anunnaki, whether they did or not, doesn't mean one thing or another to me, that those are the exact same character traits that I'm seeing in people in powers of position and leadership and in business. And that's scary.
So what you're saying is this study of this historical and archaeological study is showing that the mental aptitude is the same as the people who are the people we're looking at today.
Well, to carry it one step further, we have a fellow on this network. His name is Eric Schein. He's the guy with the Coast Guard problem. And he went through program after program and tied in all the different bloodlines on who's related to who. And I want to tell you something. At the very top, it's a very small select group, and they're all related by blood. These royal families and these banking families have intermarried and kept this bloodline as pure as they can. And I think
within their own family lines.
Yeah, I think that they have a lot higher DNA content of the so-called Anunnaki than the average Joe has. That's just about the best.
Well, you know, it's a proven fact that if you intermarry in families, you end up with three arms, three eyes, and legs, and a brain that's halfway there. That's a proven fact. Insanity is one of these side effects of that also. But these people all live together. They are nothing like us. I mean, they are totally weirded out. They speak each other's language fluently, so they hang out by themselves. They don't want to be seen with us. They don't want to be hanging around with us. They just hang around in their own elite, very, very wealthy, aristocratical groups.
My research indicates that they are of the very much of the dark side. They're into the occult. They're into
worship.
They're into pedophile. They're into slavery. They're into everything you can think of.
Like you were saying, you didn't really have a name for these people. It's just like the difference between good and evil.
I don't, unless I did some DNA testing, of course, you're never going to get a chance to do that.
It'd be interesting to see what their blood actually looks like compared to ours.
Well, they say in our own DNA that a very high percentage of it, the so-called junk DNA that may be, from other origins, and they also indicate that possibly we had multiple strands of DNA in day one, and those have been disconnected. And my research also indicates that we are being bred like a bunch of cattle, and our DNA is under attack and being modified as we speak, and I can get specific examples.
Well, no, you're absolutely correct. I mean, right now there is more than enough evidence to snap anybody's head around. I don't care if you're a 12-year-old, you can understand 95% of the food on the supermarket shelves being genetically modified. Why? For whose purpose? For what purpose? If it affects the public, they finally had enough time go by to test this stuff, and it's really bad for your organs, and it affects you mainly in your reproductive organs. And
That way they cut the numbers down.
Well, that way they'd love to see everybody sterilized just to keep the number of the population down, because frankly, there's too many of us now to be controlled.
Right.
To be controlled is the key words. The box that they picture us in is now too small for the number of people that are in it. And they're falling out, and this internet thing, we're able to find out. Falling out and waking up and liking it outside and realizing that we've been fed a canned version of life, basically.
Well, Howard, this overpopulation thing is a bunch of BS.
It is ridiculous.
This Earth can support more than 6.5 billion people. The only problem is that too many Indians to keep on the reservation. They want to cut it down to the point
That's very well put.
They can use this technology. If you don't think this technology is being weaponized against you, your air, food, and water is being weaponized. I can prove that conclusively.
It's a fact. You got chemtrails, you got GMO foods, and now you got GMO seeds, and a couple of particular companies have bought up over 90% of the seed distributors on the planet. Nobody can fight them because they got so much money behind them.
Why are they storing all these seeds in the seed vaults? Why are they digging these underground tunnels and bases? They know something we don't know. Something's coming, Howard.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what it is.
Well, I don't know. I've seen pictures of these tunnels. I've seen pictures of these underground cities is what they are. I know that Queen Elizabeth has bought part of one underneath the Colorado airport. I know that. I've seen pictures of it. And they've got all these occult drawings on these plaques in the place. And I mean, people are going, geez, that's kind of weird looking, and I've seen the pictures of those. So, I mean, this is stuff that can't be denied, and everybody that's out there floating around, not paying attention. There's a reason. There is a source. There is a source. And folks, that's what Gary and I and Arthur and Ron and everybody else on this show, there is a source of all of these problems. And these are the people. They own the mainstream media.
Yeah.
They own the AP that filters every bit of news before it gets there. So you hear exactly what they want you to hear, how they want you to hear it. And like you were saying today, Gary, they tweak a little word and they'll actually turn it the exact opposite of what it is.
Wordsmithing is one of their polished arts in the legal profession. Full of doublespeak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We call that lying, but they call it doublespeak.
No, they call it mistruths.
Yeah.
Mistruths. There's no such thing as a lie. It's just like the Zimmerman deal. They get nobody is calling it a contract. when the Black Panthers get on CNN and put a contract on this fella's head for $1 million, dead or alive, that is advocating murder. And do you think Holder would ever do? Oh, no, that's his brother. Man, I'll tell you, and then we got the other brother, and I mean, boy, you know, perpetuated racism is a particular side issue of
that's
all this.
That's one of the balls that they have to keep bouncing.
Yeah, they got to keep that racism bouncing.
That's division.
Yeah, they divide the people, and then they can sit back and entertain themselves while those little armies fight each other. Hey, Gary, hang tight. And Arthur, we know you're there, buddy. I know you're having fun listening to this. We'll get you on in just a minute. Folks, we'll be back right after the break. Thanks for listening. Call in 1-800-313-9443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got
That's right. Gonna be a big man someday. We're talking with Gary from Arkansas and Arthur from Georgia. We're talking about how it is this many people on this planet could have been snowed for so long and how long of a time that is, and who these people are. For instance, who's writing all the executive orders? Who is hiring the people to write these executive orders for any president that gets into office. It doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. It's just a different colored ball. And it's
one's right down the road from the White House.
Yeah, you got the CFR right down the street from that. That's a good point. That is a very good point.
And don't you remember what Hillary had to say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for direction when we need to know where to go next or something to that effect. You know, Ron just handed me something here. We just a little bit of interesting trivia. If in China in the 1980s, now this is in the 1980s, mind you, this is a long, long time ago.
Oh, I'm old, okay?
if each person ate one egg a week, it would take all of our corn here in the United States to feed their chickens. So, I mean, there is a population problem in some places. Consequently, China is over here and they're being romanced, and all of a sudden, what does our government do? Boosts them up and jacks them up. The Brits boost them up and jacks them up so that all of a sudden China's producing all this stuff, but they are grossly overpopulated, and now they're growing to include that basically they're going to either implode or they're going to move here. And that's what's being facilitated. I mean, they are working, they've got sovereign ground where it's all Chinese, it's under Chinese law right here in this country.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're talking cities that are producing products. Obama passed an executive order, a war act, that says that they do not have to pay any taxes whatsoever on goods coming into this country and being manufactured and put together. And as a matter of fact, their employees can also apply for an exclusion because they're automatically excluded from taxation. So it's like having China in America. So, I mean, we've got a whole lot of things happening here, folks. I mean, and this is all fact. Don't believe us. Look this stuff up.
But don't worry. I'm sure the mainstream media will let you know about it later.
Later. Well, now we're going to change our name to Kintuktong.
Oh, yeah.
And all the big boys are going, gee, somebody says, God, if I need to learn a language, what'd they say? They all say Mandarin, of course.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, uh-huh, yeah, I'm moving to Shanghai. No, they're moving here. And it's like us learning Spanish now. I think a whole lot of people up the food chain are saying, better learn
Mandarin.
Yeah, Mandarin.
Yeah.
And speaking Chinese and writing Chinese, I'm sorry, I'm a little old for that.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Arthur? You've been hanging on for a while here. Arthur, are you there?
Well, here, you got me?
I'm sorry, man. We've kept you on the air here. Have you got anything you'd like to contribute? This is kind of a higher level, a little higher level conversation. This is more of a listener sport on this particular subject rather than a public participation sport. Well, shoot, here we go again. I managed to talk away our first hour, folks. Arthur, hang on. We've got more room for you, buddy. Folks, we're going to go to break. We'll be back for our second hour of our show, the Human Food Factor Show. Call in 1-800-313-9443.
Let us know what's eating you.